going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Exactly as I predicted yesterday. To save time, I might as well write the news before it happens. Exactly as I predicted yesterday. It looked like we were getting somewhere with peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. Russia had, for the first time, agreed to freeze the front lines, would not advance any further and come to the table for peace talks. I said literally last segment of the show, what you're going to see is a massive overnight attack by NATO and Ukraine in order to scuttle the peace talks. It's too profitable for Europe. They're making a lot of money off Ukraine too. So is NATO. All that money we send through there ends up funding a lot of NGOs for European people too. It's the same grift here. And I said, you're going to see Ukraine vis-a-vis NATO attack Russia overnight. And I said, I hope that Russia would stop responding to these people because they're trying to scuttle the peace talks. Sure enough, massive attack by NATO. They call it a Ukrainian drone raid, but that's not their drones, it's NATO's. Massive Ukrainian drone raid on Crimea. Some killed, we don't know how many. Total of 87 UAVs downed over Russia, 45 over the peninsula in addition. So massive drone attacks coming over Russia and also over the peninsula. And darn it, Russia responded. They need to take the upper hand. Responded by pounding Kyiv back. This morning, only the media is only covering the Kyiv as if Russia went wild. And it's just funny watching the headlines. They don't tell you that there was a massive NATO / Ukrainian attack. And this happens. If you want to predict when there'll be a massive Ukrainian attack, whenever Russia utters the word peace, agrees to peace talks, puts down the arms, freezes the lines, anything like that, there will be a massive attack overnight. And I said that last segment. I said, it's coming overnight. They'll do anything to stop it because they are so invested in World War III. They do not want peace. And sure enough, that's what we got overnight. Although the media is only covering one side. So I don't know. Trump may have to walk away. Again, I wish Russia would. And I know what they're doing. I know why they respond, because Russia reached out for peace to Trump as soon as he was elected, that first week, and even offered to stop trying to devalue our currency, which was nice. Shut down BRICS, essentially. That would have been a really good deal. But NATO saw that and wanted to kill it. So I don't know where we are today. When Trump and Rubio say we're walking away from peace, if we can't get these crazy people to capitulate here, then we're going to walk away. What does that mean? What does it mean? Means Russia has the upper hand, is what it means. Russia's got the upper. They means we're not helping Ukraine. That's how Russia takes that. Which is probably why Russia responded overnight. So, I don't know. It was so excited yesterday. I thought we were finally going to get to peace. We're going to finally stop the killing for no reason except profit. But no, apparently it has to continue. So, kind of crazy. So we'll hope something comes of that. But I really wish Putin would just try not responding for a week and see what happens. I know why he is, though. I know why he responds. Because he's afraid that he will give them the impression that they can continue bombing him straight through peace talks and maybe after. So it just goes on and on and on and on.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Texter writes, Tara, people need to relax a bit regarding the tariffs. Part of the confusion Trump creates by not always communicating what he will do exactly is when the leverage he needs to gain the upper hand over his opponents in the trade war give him time. No, I agree with that. In fact, that was my podcast yesterday. He's killing China, and his most potent weapon is not actually the tariffs. It's the confusion. Because people who want to take orders, place orders with these Chinese factories, they literally don't know and they can't do it. They don't know if the tariffs are going to be up, down, all around, off, on, done, just starting. It was brilliant analysis by Zero Hedge and the Daily Pulse on that. And how literally half of the factories in China are shut down. It's hard to get real. See, here's the problem. It's hard to get real news out of China because it is a totalitarian regime. And so people have to sneak news out. They are burning down factories in China. The slaves aren't getting paid. They can't eat. They're angry. They sense weakness in the Communist Party. In other words, perfect. And folks, I'm telling you, this is why panic has hit on Capitol Hill. China and their slave labor is the key way these big multinational companies function and get the upper hand over their American competition. That's who owns Congress. Texter writes, Tara, Putin and Zelensky should do a bare knuckles fight. Winner takes all. Works as well as anybody. At least the people who deserve to be would be bleeding. But the poor innocent people they round up and shove off onto the battlefield against their will, but whatever. Stupidest war ever. By the way, the peace deal that is on the table right now from, that America has put down, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, the contingent, is almost identical to the one they could have taken in the beginning before the million people died. Ukraine, I mean. In fact, we're going to take until NATO pressured them not to. Because that's not profitable. Peace isn't profitable. Texter writes, I'm starting to believe Nate Canadian Prepper equals Trump? I don't understand that. Is pretending to want peace. Everyone wants World War III to hide the dollar crash. Now, the texter writes, if Putin doesn't respond, his people will see him as weak. By the way, folks, if you're trying to understand what's going on between Russia and Ukraine, you cannot get that from the American media. You've got to go out, read the Times of India is a good one because they're neutral. You've got to go outside the borders of our country to understand what is going on with things. You never will. I mean, I put in Ukraine, Russia this morning, everything. Russia goes crazy, goes wild, bombs Kyiv, kills 9. Oh, no. Why are they going crazy? That's the first thing I saw this morning. I went, Ukraine must have attacked him overnight. Not mentioned anywhere. So I go start looking through the foreign, you know, eight times of Asia, all those places to figure out, yep, massive attack by Ukraine, i.e. NATO, overnight on Crimea. Bombing their citizens, killing people. I mean, usual stuff they do. Plus bombing inside Russia and in the peninsula. Media leaves that out. And so it's why I feel so bad for the American people, because you can't understand what is actually going on. And then Trump looks crazy when he yells at Zelensky. And people go, why are they yelling at that guy? He just got bombed by Russia. Well, yeah, he got bombed by Russia in retaliation for the massive bombing run he went on in a panic that the war would end. Texter writes, Jared Zelensky is an actor and dancer. Putin is a trained martial artist. I'll take the old man. Knockout. LOL. Ron. Yeah. Well, when Rubio and Trump say they're going to walk away, I hope walk away means no more money. No more. We're finished. No more funds.